Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the NCO 5.7-pound life-size 12-vibrating male masturbator big butt sex doll from Sohimi. So there's a little bit of false advertising with this. This isn't life-size, and this isn't a big butt. This is a what I call an anime body pillow-sized on-a-hip or doggy-style butt, that sort of toy. It's basically just the, you know, a woman's, you know, butt, vagina, leg stumps, and part of her stomach. And it's just there so, like, rather than using a pocket pussy or a fleshlight, you have something that feels like a woman's body in your hand. But as you can see, it is not life-size. It is a scaled-down, it's a woman. Like, some people are like, oh, it's so tiny, it's like a child. No, this is not a child's proportion. This is a adult woman's proportion, but it is scaled down. Again, what I call body pillow size. So I'm going to show some pictures on the screen. This is one of, a lot of these toys are made in this scale because, you know, anime body pillows are popular. These lay on your anime body pillow, and it gives you something to interact with. You can have sex with the doll, the torso, the on-a-hip, whatever you want to call it, and you can lay it on the pillow. So you have something you can actually thrust your dick into, because you can't have sex with an anime body pillow. I mean, you could rub your penis on it, but, you know, it doesn't feel like anything. This feels like sex. So you have, there's no skeleton. The legs don't adjust there, but they are squishy. It's in a doggy style position. So as you can see, the legs are kind of popped up, makes the butt pop up for doggy style. Very common. I reviewed a bunch of toys that are just like this, where you have the, you know, the vagina and the anus, and you could hold it. The idea is you can hold this in your hand like this, and with your hand wrapped around her butt cheeks, and you can kind of like use it like a fleshlight or like a pocket pussy. But instead of it feeling like a tube or a piece of plastic, it feels like a woman. You know, a small, scaled-down anime body pillow-sized woman, but a woman nevertheless. Now, this one has something special. I mean, if all this was a, you know, a TPE on a hip with a vagina and an anus, you could put your penis in it and thrust into it. I've been reviewing a few of those toys recently. In fact, I reviewed one recently that was like less than $40, which is amazing, and it was super tight. It has like virgin tightness. Now, this is a different toy. It is a completely different thing. So this one has really powerful vibrators. Now, I did review a little torso doll that had a little bullet vibrator in it, and it was really weak. It had like, there was a button on the side underneath the armpit, and you hold down the button and you could feel the vibration going off, and you could feel it kind of on the side, like it was down where your penis goes in. You barely felt it. It was super weak, not worth it. This one is totally different. This one has an integrated dual vibrator system, and you definitely feel it both on your dick going in the vagina and the anus. In fact, I've had this toy for a couple weeks. A lot of the sponsors went on vacation for Chinese New Year, and so the sex toy reviews basically stopped. So I've been using this toy for over a couple weeks, and I've been really enjoying it. In fact, out of the several doggy style asses that I've had, so I have the one that I previously reviewed that's really tight, which obviously feels amazing. I have the one from Love Nestle, which actually is made out of silicone. It has like realistic feel, so it actually feels like a real ass. It feels like a real woman. That one's like $200, but it feels like the real thing. But if you ask me which of these toys that I reach for the most, it's this one. This is the one I reach for the most. When I actually want to use the toy, you know, I like the tightness of the one. I like the realism of the other, but this one vibrates and it's really powerful. So this is the one I reach for when I'm looking for just something to masturbate with. Because once you get used to dolls, it's kind of hard to go back to like a toy that you have to hold in your hand like you're masturbating. You like feeling a woman in your hands. But then again, you know, dolls are really heavy and you got to get them out and lay them down and position them. Sometimes you just want to grab a toy and just have sex, and you don't want to have to worry about all the setup and takedown and cleanup. And toys like this, small, light toys like this are great. But Anyway, sorry, let me get into the features. Again, this is the feature. The button is on top. It has a magnetic charge cable. So you take the charger, it sticks to these two things, and it charges the vibrator, no problem. And the way you control it is you just hold it down, hold down the button. Okay, and you see the light comes on. This is low. And it's so powerful, it's on low. You might be able to see like the panties vibrate just it being on low. Let me turn it on high. Okay, so I clicked it two more times. Now it's on high. And you can kind of see I don't know if you can hear that. I don't know if you can see this. This is really powerful. So like when you're using it, not only does it feel like you're having sex rather than masturbating because your dick is going inside of the vagina or the anus, both orifices are usable. But while you're going in and out, you're feeling two vibrators, not just one. You have two vibrators on both sides, really powerful vibrators that just feel amazing. Even when you're not thrusting in and out, you can just like pull this down and just let your dick rest. And it feels good because you feel the vibrations on your dick. So I really like vibration toys just by themselves because it doesn't feel like sex, but it feels good. But this feels like sex. This is like a high-speed vibrator toy that you can actually have sex with. It feels like sex, but also the vibrations on your dick feel really good. So here's the thing. I can't show you the vagina or the anus. They're realistic. It's fine. I mean, at this point, we've mapped the vagina and the anus. It has a realistic texture. It doesn't feel overly tight. Like the last one I reviewed, it was like a virgin onahip, so it was like super tight. This one isn't super tight. It's basically like your normal kind of doll pussy level of tightness. It's not too tight. It's not too loose. It's like Goldilocks. It's just right. No problems there. If this toy was just a normal onahip torso butt thing and it didn't vibrate at all, this would just be a normal quality product. I'd say it's worth about $50. Now again, I reviewed one recently that's less than 40. If you're in the market for something like this and you want a really cheap, high quality onahip for less than $50, check that one out. This one is closer to $100, but that's because of the vibrator. Now, to show you this, because TPE is not like it has to be molded, you can actually stretch the TP open and take the toy out. So this is the controller for the vibrator. You can see it has the wires, and I'm going to open this up. You can see the two. Well, hold on, maybe you can't see. Let me try if I can pull this apart so you can see it. You can see, well, maybe you can see there's two channels. Maybe I turn this inside out. Can I turn this inside out? Not really. It's hard to... Well, you know what? Okay. So here you can see this one on the left. Well, it may be hard to see because they're the same color. All right. So this is the channel on the left. Hard to see. There's the vibrator. You can see it right there. Maybe. Maybe you can. Maybe you can't. That's a vibrator on the left. On the other side is a different channel, and you can see the wire going down the hole. The vibrator here is further down. It's a little bit further down. I mean, I'm touching it with my thumb, but you can't see it with the naked eye. It's further down the channel. So you have the one on the left. What this translates to is when you're having sex with the doll, one vibrator is kind of over here and the other vibrator is a little bit higher up here. So it creates differential vibrations, which is a good thing. And you can reach in here. Like TP is not, it's stretchy. You can reach in here and pull the whole thing out if you want. I don't recommend doing that because you may damage it or you may have trouble putting it back together. And this is a toy I plan on using. There are some toys that I don't mind like tearing it apart and risking it being permanently damaged because I probably won't use it much after the review. This isn't one of those toys. This is a toy I definitely want to review or I want to use after the review. Okay, hold on. Her panties are coming off. Oh no. Now, I'm sorry about the panties. YouTube does not like nudity. They've been giving all my videos strikes that have doll or torso reviews. So I mean, the sponsor sent me panties, so I just have to use these panties to cover up the doll. I'm sorry. If you want, you can go to the link, go to the Sohemi website. You're going to have to replace the word dot with an actual dot because I can't post URLs. But go to the website. You can see the toy. You can see exactly what the holes look like. My point here is to show you how powerful the vibrations are. And again, I'll just turn it to high. So you have low, medium, high, and then you got your patterns. So this is like a, I mean, right here, you can see the panties vibrating. Like they're shaking. Look, I'm not touching it. That's just from the vibrations. It's like, it has like a motorboat kind of thing going. And see here, now it's kind of like starting and stopping. So anyway, yeah, these are really powerful. I'm really impressed with this toy. So anyway, all right. What can I say about this toy that I haven't already said? I mean, this is about it. I noticed that the vibrators feel as powerful, if that's the right word. I tried the vagina and the anus. They both felt good. I didn't notice a particular difference. Like sometimes with toys like this, the mechanism could feel more or less powerful depending on what orifice you use. I didn't notice a difference. So whether you're using the vagina or the anus, it feels good either way. The vibrations you can feel on your dick regardless what orifice you use. So it's your choice. Both orifices are usable. So it's your preference. And because of the position, this does do doggy style as well as missionary. That's the benefit of this position. So you can hold it in your hands, like put your thumbs on her waist and put your hands across her butt cheeks. And you can do like cowgirl, or you can just do missionary, or you can flip her over and you can do doggy style or reverse cowgirl. This is a very dynamic pose. The orifices feel good. If this were just an Onihip by itself, this would be a good value at like $50 or so. Sometimes these sorts of toys can go up to $100, but because they're not life size, they're anime body pillow size. So those usually go about $50. If this were life size, we're probably looking at $150. That's just the way it is. Because they use more material. This is body pillow size, so you're getting less and you're paying less. Now this one is $85.99. I do have a coupon code. You could save an additional 20% on this or any other toy from the Sohemi website. I think it's a really good value. So the vibrator, I've seen a good vibrator toy by itself that's in like a Fleshlight or a pocket pussy is gonna run you about the same price as this. So what you're getting is you're getting a good high quality vibration toy that's normally about, you know, $50 to $100. And you're also getting a realistic anime body pillow size, Onihip doggy style ass, which is normally gonna run you about $50 to $100 in the same toy. So if you don't use the vibrations, you basically just get a regular Onihip doggy style ass, and it's already fairly priced at $85.99 without the vibrator. With the vibrator, you're basically getting like a supercharged version of that toy for the same price. Again, they make cheaper, you know, doggy style asses that are less than 50, but they don't vibrate. This one vibrates, and it's not a weak vibrator. I reviewed that toy with a very weak vibrator, and it was completely pointless. This is not pointless. These vibrators are very powerful, and I'm very impressed with them. And so I don't have anything bad to say about this. And again, I think the proof is in the pudding. I have several toys like this. Recently, I've been sent several, you know, doggy style asses, and this is the one I reach for. When I just want to, you know, use a toy because I got to get the poison out, I reach for this one more than the others. So I think that says a lot about this toy. Now, if you ask me, you know, which one is better? Do you like the tight one? Do you like the one that vibrates? Do you like the one that feels better in the hands? I can't tell you which one is objectively better. It's kind of like whatever you're in the mood for. If you want something that feels more real, or if you want something that feels tighter, you know, you reach for those toys. All I can tell you is, for me, I reach for this toy more than the other two, at least in the last couple of weeks. So take that for what it is. I do love this toy. I'm probably going to use it a lot. It's going to go with my stable of toys that I just use long after the review has been published. So anyway, save 20% with a coupon code. Thank you, Sohemi, for sending me this website. Use the coupon code. It's good for this toy. It's good for all the toys on the Sohemi website. They're already fairly priced. You get 20% off. Just use the coupon code and you're good to go. So anyway, this is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.